All right, we're going to get started here. I'm Harry Rosenbloom. I host a podcast called Feast Your Ears on Heritage Radio Network. You can find us at heritageradionetwork.org. We're also broadcasting for the entire festival over in the Le Creuset tent over there. Today, we're here. We've got Chef Greg Collier with me, cooking here on the Sea Island Forge. Springer Mountain Farms provided the chicken. Greg is the chef at Uptown Yolk in Uptown Charlotte. He's also the executive chef at Loft and Cellar. Uptown Yolk is a breakfast restaurant. Loft and Cellar is more bar food. And we're really glad to have you here, Chef. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all for having us. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
So tell us what's on the grill. What do we got?
So at the Yolk, we make a... Well, first of all, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. So we make a brown sugar-based dry rub, and we marinated the chicken in that brown sugar-based dry rub for, I want to say, about 2 or 3 days. So simple, put it on the grill, get it smoking, get a little char on it. Gonna have to spin that off, as a matter of fact. Where's my Sea Island Forge guy right now? Where is he? Where's my guy at? Come on, baby. Could y'all grab a pan? So could you grab that pan over there so we can get the chicken off of it? Yeah, so a lot of times when we're looking at Southern food, a lot of people look at it for different reasons. I like to look at it from a heritage perspective, kind of look at ingredients. So we're doing a Southern banh mi with this grilled chicken.
Excellent. So tell me about your love affair with breakfast. What led you to cook breakfast food at Uptown Yolk?
So pure hatred of breakfast led me to cook breakfast. I'm not sure. I mean, if you talk to a lot of chefs, we all have a similar background or a similar story. Most of those stories start at the dish pit or, you know, cooking, throwing fries or cooking hot wings or something like that. Mine started with the dish pit as well. And then when I got to out of culinary school, my first job was breakfast. You know, I thought I was hot shit. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to cook breakfast for a couple weeks and then I'm going to be running the kitchen. I was wrong. So I kind of felt like my I was on breakfast, cooking breakfast for like 6 months, and I hated it. So I was trying to do all these different things, and when we moved to Charlotte, we were trying to figure out what we were going to do. We walked into this place, 1,200 square feet, green carpet on the floors, hot dogs on the oven, and my wife said, yeah, you can't do that farm to table restaurant you were talking about doing. We got to do breakfast. So we ended up doing breakfast and trying to figure out how to create those same farm to table thought processes, using stone ground grits, cooking everything from scratch, using local ingredients. So I had to fall in love with breakfast in order to kind of show people who I was as a chef.
That's great. I mean, I have to say that I've been thinking a lot about breakfast lately. I got two young children, and of course, all their friends are eating cereal for breakfast every day, which is basically just sugar.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I try to make sure that they actually are having what you're talking about. They're having eggs. They're having heritage meat. They're having grits. They're having oatmeal, stuff like that. So I got a lot of respect for breakfast.
Absolutely. Awesome.
So cooking on the Sea Island Forge, have you cooked on it before?
Absolutely not.
What do you think?
It is wonderful. Fortunately, we have somebody who knows what they're doing with it, helping me out today. So it makes life a lot easier. But again, I'm from Memphis, so you know, fire is how we cook. So I'm kind of used to it, playing around with it. You know, on grills at home, you can't move the grit back and forth. So being able to move that back and forth, see, like I could just. Y'all see that? That's what we call a swazzle back home. It's a little bit of a swiggle, a little bit of a move, a little bit of a razzle dazzle. So you can move it around, and I don't have to actually move the meat. It's great.
So what brought you to Charlotte? Why did you open up there? If you're from Memphis, you worked out in Arizona for a while. Mm-hmm. How'd you land in Charlotte?
So we were in Arizona, my wife and I. Where's my wife at? Baby, she working. I'm sorry. Never mind. Cause she's
Wait. Let's give a round of applause for her.
That's
it's National Women's
right there,
Day,
everybody. She is not just my wife. She is the business partner and front of the house, everything with the Uptown Yolk. So literally, if she didn't help me, I couldn't do it. So, but she's working. So we were in Phoenix, Arizona, kind of, you know, missing the South. There's a lot of different contexts with the South, good and bad. But we wanted to be able to come to the South to kind of tell our story, how we wanted to tell our story. And her parents are in Charleston. So there was no way we were coming down to Charleston with her parents being there. So we moved like 2.5 hours away, which was Charlotte. And I felt like Charlotte had an emerging food scene. Charleston has been kind of entrenched and have had their food scene down here for quite a long time. So we felt like we can come to Charlotte and not just offer Charlotte something. We can kind of create something new.
That's excellent. And so now at Loft and Cellar, you've moved from breakfast to the bar.
Sure. So it used to be a club, and we're definitely trying to reform that food image. But
so no Jello shots.
So no, not as far as my food is concerned. There will be no Jello shots on any of the plates that we set out of the kitchen. But I think the thought process there was I wanted to kind of expound on Southern food and kind of look at it in a different manner. So we do some refined plates, but we also do some really simple, well-done stuff. Like we got chicken skins, which we'll be serving tomorrow, fried chicken skins with this same seasoning that's on the chicken. We serve that with a chive buttermilk dressing. So essentially, it's just chicken wings and ranch. But it's just, you know, it's just taking the best part of the chicken and making a better sauce. So we do a lot of thoughts like that. We have a dish on there called Duck and Dumplings, which is pan-fried duck along with Parisian-style gnocchi. So it's a similar thought process, and I think people are comfortable with those things. We just kind of try to elevate it a little bit.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to get to Charlotte to check it out. Are you going to have your grandmother's butter rolls on the menu?
Oh, the butter rolls. That's secret. Nobody's supposed to know about the butter rolls. We'll be doing the
butter
rolls.
I didn't ask for the recipe.
So, my wife and I, we weren't ever going to do a breakfast restaurant. A dinner restaurant. But working at Loft and Cellar for 6 months and her kind of seeing the passion I had behind it, we're going to end up opening a three-meal restaurant. And it's going to feature a lot of the recipes from home and a lot of the thoughts about how Memphis food is and, you know, different cuisine over there. So the butter roll recipe will be on somewhere pretty soon.
And that was a recipe that was your grandma's recipe, right?
Sure. And as people get a little older, they lose a little bit of the memory. So my grandma had a little Alzheimer's. So it got to a place to where when I fell in love with food, she couldn't really tell me my missing link. So all my cooking is kind of chasing my granny, trying to figure out how she thought about food, how she felt about food, and how I can kind of bring that thing through my plates.
Well, I mean, that's awesome and a lot of respect for that.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Chef. Really great time talking to you. And awesome. I hope everybody enjoys the Southern banh mi over here, Chef Greg Collier. And check out that chicken skin tomorrow. It's going to be amazing.
Awesome, man. I appreciate y'all's time.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Heritage_Radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.